work here. Could you turn my monitor up? Yeah, everything up a notch, yeah. I'm older, getting a bit deaf, you know the story. Good to be with you all, first time we've ever played here. Yeah, loving it, loving it. Let me introduce you to this great band. Lead guitar, lead vocals, Paul Bielatowicz. Chapman stick. And I know a lot of you know what that is. And six string bass guitar, the one, the only, Simon Fitzpatrick. I'd like to carry on with a Mr. Nathan Palmer track from the very first album. As you know, 2020, we celebrated 50 years for this album, but unfortunately, well, we all know what happened. But nevertheless, we're here this evening, and we'd like to play for you our version of Knife Edge.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm getting bigger or the drum risers are getting smaller. What's it sound like anyway? Are the drums loud enough? If you don't ask, you don't get. So, you know, we the LP was one of those bands that to grab lots of classical pieces and try to make it their own. Well, this next piece is exactly that. Am I right in saying yes? It's from the Rodeo Suite by Copland, and it's a piece called Hoe Down! Thank you. So, what was it? Brain Salad Surgery was a favourite album of mine, yeah. And then I don't get excited, we don't play anything from it. I'm just having a quick chat with you, that's all. No, in actual fact, it was definitely sort of the pinnacle of the creativity in the day. Anyway, this next song, Greg Lake would never sing on stage, which was a bit of a shame. But I'm going to sing it for you this evening. No refunds. Seriously, it's from the Brain Salad Surgery, and it's all about a bouncer. And his name was Benny. It's Benny the Bouncer. To be alive, isn't it? Oh, it is. So, as you know, Greg Lake wrote a lot of very, very pretty songs, and we were always amazed when people called us a prog rock band, because, you know, we did more than play prog. We played folk, and we played a bit of jazz, and this and that. So, this next piece was probably the biggest hit that we had here and in America. I think it was in the top 5 in America, the top 20 here. For those of you who didn't buy it, maybe we could meet up afterwards. But seriously, it's a great piece of music. It had an iconic keyboard solo on it. It was the first of the Moog solos, and Keith Emerson was the man that did that. And it was just fantastic. It was the first tape, by the way. If you've got a recording of it, I saw Emerson play one time and it's brilliant. He didn't want to do it 10,000 more times like you know he would, but the first one was the one. Anyway, that particular job is going to be handed over to Simon Fitzpatrick, who's going to play that solo on the Chapman stick. And over this side of the stage, Mr. Paul Bielatowicz is going to sing lead on Emerson, Lake and Palmer's A Lucky Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. I'm told we're going to have to finish up. But, but it's like this, you know, if you clapped really loud after this one, we might be able to do another one. Yeah. Possible. I could have a word with Uncle Rick and see if he'd let me stay alone. Great musician, you're going to have a great show with Rick Wakeman, by the way. Anyway, this next track by Aaron Copland again, who was a big favourite of the band. This was a number one in some magazines, well, the ones I read anyway. That's a play for you, our version of Fanfare. We're coming now.